Try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
The...
Jesus.
I thought you were going to say the, because you usually say the.
Of the Cracker Milk podcast! And we are joined by our lovely band of misfits, Goob, Nick, and Elias. And today we are here to have a little chit-chat, to get to know each other, and of course have a lot of fun. We've got a lot ready for this app, a lot. But before we start, I just want to introduce our sponsor, the Cracker Milk Patreon. That's right. You guys are making this happen. And if you want to see the video version of this podcast, where can you go, Elias?
On to Patreon.
That's correct. And you will be able to see tons of extra content for whatever you want to provide. Isn't that just special?
That's so special.
How are you, Nick? Good?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, great. Living the dream.
Love it. You're a pirate today. Not a pirate, a captain.
Yeah,
sorry.
If you hear the pitter-patter of two crazy dogs springing
around.
They are
going for zoomies.
That's what's going on. We've got some fun stuff happening today. What's been going on? We saw Creator Clash. That happened recently.
It was fun. Cool. That was
mental.
We did that. That was fun.
Well, you did that. You went and you fought.
I fought.
Who did you fight?
All the women.
At once?
I fought every woman.
Whoa.
Yeah, I lost every time.
Yeah, I would assume.
It turns out like a trained boxer, regardless of gender, is significantly better than me at fighting. so we did that. We saw our friend Brett get his bicep explode.
Yeah.
That was
fucking mental.
I liked when he fell like a Family Guy character.
Yeah, I sent him a message and he laughed very hard. It was great. It was very fun. What about you? What have you been up to, Nick?
I have been crafting like crazy and working on a Princess Peach costume.
Oh,
like, yeah,
appropriate. Christian Princess Peach?
Two,
or like,
both of them. Good and two. Naughty.
How naughty is naughty?
I don't know, just like some honey bedette lingerie with like a little like pink. It's really fucking
Princess
cute.
Peaches.
Not going to lie.
So what are you going to do to cover
Peaches, peaches, yeah.
What are you going to cover your breasts with?
You know what? I'm not sure yet. I haven't made the nipple pasties.
What if they're shells? Like Mario Kart shells.
What if you find two turtles out in a local pond, skin them, and use their shells?
Skin them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was thinking something more like just like the stars. The stars with the light.
That works.
Yeah.
What about
that's a different song.
What about two toads? Cane toads.
Actual cane toads. Yeah.
Is that what toads meant to be?
No.
He's a fucking mushroom.
He's my favorite.
But he has legs.
Yeah. Mushrooms have legs. Get with the fucking times, man.
But I've been smashing out. I'm trying to find content, and so I just like watched all four Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, oh, just in case, like after four. The first one, you weren't sure if you should cosplay a sexy pirate. You're like,
I'm already planning to do Jack Sparrow. Here's my husband.
Doing gender bending Jack Sparrow.
I don't know. Honestly, I kind of look like a dude. I think that'd be fun.
What about his daughter?
He has a daughter.
Doesn't he have a daughter in the Stranger Tides?
No, that's Jeffrey Rush.
No, and that's not Stranger Tides. That's the other one.
I said, hey, how are you? He went, thanks, mate. And walked off.
I think he's fabulous.
That's not the right answer for that.
He's like fucking 2 meters tall. He's very, very tall, man.
I think he's very cool.
And he walks like it.
And he was watching Kingsman. So he was watching his friend.
Where did you see
Colin
him?
Firth. I worked at the cinemas and he was filming that Pirates Caribbean on the Gold Coast. So he came into the cinema that I worked at.
That's very cool.
And we had a little kiss and like shook hands and like.
And you then kissed him.
Do you take his DNA?
Who else was there? Jerry Bruckheimer, the dude that made it all. He's like the producer of it all. He was
right,
there too.
Right, yeah.
Anyway,
he's very cool. I think Jeffrey Rush. I think Barbossa is definitely one of my favorite characters.
Yeah,
would
up
fuck.
Until the butchering.
You would fuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Barbossa.
Would.
Sorry, skeleton Barbossa, like with a little.
Oh, hell yeah, bitch. Are you kidding?
Would you fuck Barbossa after he takes a bite of the apple and it drills?
And it's real. I thought that was so good. I was like, damn, boy.
I reckon the real reason you have such a massive following is because you're a fucking freak of nature, Nick. That's the real reason.
Honestly, fair.
Now, the other thing about you is that you love quizzes. That's sort of like your thing, right? You love trivia.
Trivia is so much fun.
And I know that you've brought with you today some trivia questions because you would like to quiz us.
Yes, so I have this all prepared.
What is the
Holy
trivia
fuck.
About?
Oh, it's not this. Yeah. Okay.
Are these are prizes? Rewards?
These are the prizes, yeah. So
fuck,
we have
I'm not
going to
get any prizes.
Like
so what are the prizes?
Some terrible trivia.
Okay, we'll start with the prizes. We have a bag of sour worms.
Show them up. Now, do sour worms do something to you?
No, just sour things in general.
What do sour things do to you, Nick?
Nope.
You don't want to talk about it?
We can.
I mean,
I thought it was a normal thing that happened to everyone.
What happens?
Nipples get hard.
So your nipples get hard when you eat sour worms?
Yep.
And you're married.
If you talk about it too much, it will absolutely happen.
And you're
I don't
getting
know.
Hard nipples right
no,
now.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no,
she's
no,
thinking
no,
about
no,
it.
Look at where the book is.
I said if
Wait,
we talk about it too
that
much.
That book's covering
it's like,
up.
No, it's fine.
Flies away.
And you're a married woman, comfortable sharing that information with us.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fine. And I think it's hilarious.
What I find most entertaining is that you eat sour food all the time.
All the time. Sour Skittles are my kryptonite.
I'm pretty sure you eat sour food before a take to make sure that you're like... you're sharp.
In the mind and in the boob.
Sharp in the tit.
Sharp in the tit. So we have them as a prize. Mm-hmm. And then we also have like this little prize pack of a couple stickers. Some that I made, some that I just have. And then a little bee keychain that I got. And then a bumper sticker as well.
Well, you got to win the trivia.
Place? You can put that on your ass.
So is that one of them first place and second place?
Or is it Victor's choice? Dead. Thought that was fun.
So what's the go with the prizes? Are they just for first place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for both of them for first place?
Yeah, unless the first place person wants to like give it to the person.
I would rather die.
Yeah, who's going to do that?
I would rather die than share.
Absolutely.
And
not.
Now what are the... What are the
all right, hang on.
What are the questions about? What's this category?
This category is... characters that I have cosplayed before, and it's like a guess who game. So I will be giving you some hints as to who it is.
Can I be honest with you? I've never ever watched a single bit of your content. Like,
honestly, it's fair because I went deep. Some of these are deep.
I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know who you are. You don't need to know. Who are you? I don't know who I am.
She's a chameleon.
Right. So the rules are: you're allowed one guess per character. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once you guess, you're locked out. And there's a point system. So if you guess correctly on the first guess, you get 3 points. The second guess, 2 points. And the last guess is one point.
Okay.
And the winner takes the prize.
So do we keep track of our own points?
No. I literally have like a little point system.
Oh, shit, dude. This is serious. You're so organized.
No, but I had a pen and now that must
no
have
No wonder you walked in and said no characters today. You've come in with
I need a pen though. Prepared. Do you have a pen?
It is cracker milk. We don't own.
I did bring one. It was in my pocket.
All right. Let's do the first question.
Are you ready to rumble? Okay. Character number one, she's from a Disney movie. She is a blonde. She's good with her hand-making skills. She gets jealous pretty quick.
Rapunzel.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn.
She's been featured in over five...
Tinkerbell.
Correct! You get 2 points.
3 points.
Two, because he already answered.
Because I answered once.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's
bullshit. So I could answer three things.
I thought it was...
Real quick.
Yeah,
I thought it was...
Okay, anyway. It's your quiz. It's your quiz. It's not my podcast or anything, so it's fine.
Rumpelstiltskin. Sorry.
All right, you're out.
I was joking.
The next one.
No, we haven't started yet. Okay. The next character is one of the original 151 Pokemon. It's number 41. It's one of the most annoying Pokemon ever. It has blue and purple coloring, sharp teeth, wings, no eyes.
Zubat.
Correct! Nice. 3 points!
What color is it?
Purple and blue.
Yeah.
I thought that was just purple.
Zubat?
Exactly. Yeah. I told you I dove deep.
Come on then.
Okay, next one. It's from the Star Wars franchise. Wears robes, brown robes.
Jawa.
Incorrect. Oh,
I swear I've seen Nick as a Jawa.
I think that's just what she looks like every day.
Fair, honestly. They're pretty bad at using their weapon in general. Is from Tatooine.
Tusken Raider.
Correct. Two points.
Cool. 2 points because some cunt answered before me. This cunt gets three.
Yeah, because no one answered before me. That's how the rules work, Connor.
Anyway.
Still winning, but salty about it.
Because I know why 1 point this cunt will answer first.
Next character.
Just answer first, dude.
He is a loner. He's very eccentric. He's a trickster and mischievous.
Loki.
Incorrect. He has a crush on someone he really shouldn't. He's from a film from 1988. He's played by a very famous and fabulous actor. His name can be made up with two separate words put together. He has green hair.
Oh, I know who it is.
There's a musical about him titled with his name. He wears stripes.
Beetlejuice.
Correct. Still 2 points.
I locked myself out way too early.
I should have just said something so he got to denied him a point.
Okay.
Damn.
All right.
He said anything.
Yeah.
She's from a very fun movie from 1997. One of the best. She's a villain. She is blonde. She has other girlfriends who look exactly the same as her. She likes men with hairy chests, like really likes them. She's not human. She's working for a doctor as one of his henchmen.
With blonde hair?
Mm-hmm.
A fembot?
Correct!
No one got that before me.
The next...
Did you have machine guns and jiblies?
Yeah, the next thing I was going to say was machine gun jiblies.
Awesome, yeah.
They're very good. I had all my girlfriends dressed up with me. It was great. Okay, this one is a bit of a, I don't know whether you'll get it. It's wild card. She's from a Netflix series. It's still going after 7 years, even though the first one was the only good one and no one watches it anymore. And if they do, it's probably only out of spite. She is a redhead.
I know who it is. It's from fucking Riverdale. And I don't know the name of the character.
Betty.
Incorrect.
Oh, I don't know the name of the character.
That's the one character. Oh, Archie, bro. You go say Archie.
Say Archie.
Say Archie.
No, you say Archie.
Nah. Okay, Archie. Yeah, you've got 1 point.
1 point for this.
Quick,
wild
say
card.
Someone.
She wears red lips and always wears red. Her family rich. Her brother died and she kept his corpse for a while. It was really weird. She's friends with Betty and Archie.
She's not doing that now?
She's friends with Betty and Archie.
Yeah. Say a fucking character.
It's the twin.
Her last
it's
name
one
is like
twin.
A flower.
Daisy.
No.
Her last name.
Who was it? Was
Cheryl Blossom.
Yeah, I don't know the character's name.
That's
never
bad.
Watched
That's why
Riverdale,
I figured. Okay. The next character is from a TV series. She's a strong, independent woman who did have a man, but he died. She almost had a baby, but then she didn't. Men froth over her in the series and follow her like little puppy dogs. She doesn't own dogs, but she does have things you could say are her pets. They are quite large.
Harley Quinn.
Incorrect. She's a born leader. Her brother was a dick. She's technically inbred. You
it's
see her titties on screen.
De Niro's
correct.
You're so bad. You guys are so bad at this.
Told you, dude. I'm fucking terrible
I've
at trivia, man.
Five questions
got,
right.
You've
got
one.
Yeah, Zubat. It's a Pokemon.
Yeah, that was after you bitched about not getting 3 points each time.
Yeah, it's horseshit. All right, go on.
This is
okay,
rude.
All right. We only have three more go. Three more to go.
Oh, fuck.
All right, this is another wild card. Mm. He's a Japanese icon. I think he has depression. When I went to Japan, he was on everything. He has his own series on Netflix, but I'm yet to watch it. He features on short cartoon shorts for kids. He has a cute butt. He's technically not a
Connor.
Boy or a girl.
It's Connor.
He has a cute butt.
He has
Connor.
A very cute
it's
butt.
It's got to be Connor.
He's technically
that
not
yeah,
a boy
that's my
or
guess.
A girl.
I'm guessing that.
I'm a boy. Just
and depressed and from Japan.
I am depressed and I am a Japanese icon.
Is it Connor? I'm going to say Pikachu.
Incorrect. You could technically eat him. He's
Connor.
He's Pikachu. Very lazy. And he is yellow.
Connor.
I could
Pikachu!
Eat him and he's
incorrect.
Yellow.
Correct.
Yeah, it's the little egg thing.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that's
I don't
called.
Know what it's called.
Gudetama!
All right, let's go. Come on.
I was
sorry,
close
sorry.
With
oh my
Pikachu,
God, I'm
though.
So sorry. Okay, we have two more to go.
Oh, man, I wonder who's going to win.
She's from the Disney universe. She has been in two movies so far. She's technically a Disney princess. She has dark hair. She is cheeky and silly and likes mocking people. She is voiced by a grown-ass woman who was a comedian in real life. She is very short. She made friends with the big guy who helped her. She's
Moana?
Good at... Incorrect. She's good at driving. She is a glitch.
Is it Jackie Kennedy?
Oh, I know who it is.
It's Jackie Kennedy because she had to drive the
That's
car
incorrect.
After he was
it's
killed.
She's from Wreck-It Ralph.
It's not your turn.
She lives in the Candy Kingdom and she lives in a
is
video game.
Lives in a video game?
Oh my God. Have you not seen any fucking
movie? Ash Ketchum.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Vanellope von Schweetz.
Vanellope von Schweetz.
Vanellope.
All right, last one.
Yep, last one.
I can get this. How many points is this one worth?
Oh, this is Take It All Home.
I'd kill myself if that was the case.
No, it's fine. She's from a movie. She was mentally abused and shut out. She likes sushi and hot tubbing anytime. She may be too good at singing that it's dangerous. She's actually not bad at fighting either. She was meant to marry some guy, but he wasn't very nice, and she fell in love with someone else. She's in four movies. She likes pina coladas and dancing in the rain. She wears a crown. She gets married in the
Is
first
it
movie.
Sure?
She has...
Were you sure? Chair? What's
no,
her name?
I reckon it. Keep going.
Is it Chair?
She has another side to her that some people don't think is very pretty. She goes through massive changes.
Oh, Fiona.
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Fiona.
Done it.
Oh, Fiona.
Number two.
Right, that
Lord.
Was two because he guessed.
No, but that was worth. That was the
yeah,
last one, so that was worth 10 points.
Right,
that was worth 10 points, right?
I'm so sorry.
That was worth 10 points,
we
right?
Have
that last
Connor
one.
Winning.
Yay! I get prizes on the quiz.
Does second get to choose what prize they get?
I'm going to keep all of them.
Okay.
I'm keeping all of them. Do you want some sour worms?
No.
Did you like your little?
No.
Did you like your little quiz?
Yeah, that was fun. Every time you're coming
bullshit.
On, you have to do one now.
Oh my God.
So it has to be
I'm
different
terrible
next
at
week.
Yeah.
I'm
Wait,
excited.
Can I
have a sour worm?
No. They're mine. They're for the winner. And you didn't win. You got two questions right, Zubat. Hey, look. I know Nick.
That's really rude.
I know Nick hates this segment. Absolutely hates this segment.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
But Actually, you know what? Let's move away from that segment.
Let's bring in another segment.
I'll get a message from Nick tomorrow being like, why did you make me do that fucking segment?
It's the best segment. Instead,
if you like it that much, we can do it. Does Cube want to do it?
No, don't worry about it.
Forget it. It's just like, we try really hard. You don't have to play a character. You can just be yourself. You can be out.
Fine, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, she's so
But you better do really good.
You should have a character.
I'm always good.
What if I gave you a character?
Yeah, I'd be better at a character.
So we're going to do our segment. Great segment. We're all professional actors. Mm-hmm. We try really hard to come up with characters that make the audience feel good. Nick plays all the time, plays a character where if she eats sour lollies, her nipples tear apart her clothing.
Oh my God.
And they come out and they will stab the person.
It's like She-Hulk.
You need to be God. At least 2 meters.
No, it's like Wolverine, but with my nipples.
And you can't control it. It's
or like the T-1000.
Oh my God, imagine a fucking sword fight where Nick's got a tit in her hand and she's using her nipple.
I don't like that. I don't like the imagination of that. It looks kind of painful to me.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
It's fine. Anyway, continue.
So,
wait, we're professional actors.
Yeah,
Nick
hits me, by the way, off camera.
All,
Nick
the, time.
Hits me all
the time. It's
the
best.
Which is only half a joke.
Good right. You have a good right.
You do fucking beat me up all the time and you are stronger than me. So I literally am at, like, I'm weak. I'm a weak man compared to Nick. But, we're going to play some characters. Anyone have any characters they want to bring to the table? Anything they want to talk about or introduce? Or
Yeah, I've been working on a character.
Go on.
So you guys know I'm a massive Disney fan.
Mm-hmm. Huge Disney fan.
And I'm trying to get to Disneyland. I want to be a Disneyland park worker.
Okay.
So I've been working on some characters I can throw out because I'm going to go up.
All of your characters want to work for Disney.
Disney, yeah. Mm. I like money and screwing people over. Mm. And so I've been thinking, like, where do I want to work? And I've... Favorite movie? Avatar. I want to work on the Avatar ride.
Oh my God, you know my friend did.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be
continue.
So I want to be the old lady Avatar that's in the ride. I don't know if you've seen it. You go through and she tells stories.
Okay.
So I want to...
Is that an actual person or is that animatronic?
Nick,
that's
Nick,
a real person.
An actual person?
Yeah, they
Nick,
hire
you've gone to Disneyland.
Interesting.
You've gotten on the Avatar ride.
I love Disney.
You love Avatar.
I love Avatar.
And you're on the ride with your three children.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are my kids'
names? I'm one of the kids.
No, you're the husband.
Oh.
Okay. You're a very distant husband. You have not been around. The Disneyland trip is what you're doing to sort of compensate for the fact that you're cheating on her.
Mm. Okay. And you're all wearing matching shirts.
Do I know?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
And I am one of your kids.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My kid?
Yeah.
Your name's Stanley.
Okay.
Welcome to the Avatar ride.
Okay, stop. We're not doing this.
But that's my character. It's my character.
That is immediately offensive.
How? It's the character. I'm an actor.
No,
I grew up in an acting orphanage.
You can't do that fucking accent, bro. That is offensive to somewhere. I'm telling you. That's
Pandora. Very good.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, all right, let me change the accent.
Okay.
All right, I really want to get this avatar.
All right.
Hey y'all, I'm Neytiri from Avatar.
Oh, look everyone, it's Neytiri from Avatar.
Oh. Mom. Don't yell.
Mom.
Don't yell.
Welcome to Avatar Land.
Mom,
y'all.
Mom, when you're not around, Dad hits me.
Honey, can you just
shut the fuck up?
Can you just be a dad? Otherwise,
Pandora was found 300 years ago.
Are you animatronic?
Mom, is that a robot or a man?
I really don't know.
I'm a man.
Oh, it's a man. It's reacting to me.
Oh. I thought this
We
moves.
Pick one person from the crowd, and they will appear on the picture above. And that person needs to go to the deputy county because they're known for child molesting. Now let's see who's on the picture.
Oh, look, it's Dad, Mom. Dad's on the picture.
Now that's your enemy for today's ride.
Oh, Dad's our enemy. He's a baddie.
Stanley, stop yelling.
Sorry.
Stanley, I will hit you.
The backstory to this character is he worked for the RDA for 10 years molesting kids to get obtainium from their taints. You have to slap the other guy, the bad guy.
this is going a direction I did not
Okay,
think
let's end it here.
Guys, I want to get on that. I want to get that role.
I don't think that's going to get you the role.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so.
Any other characters?
Yeah, well, I had the accent. If you heard the accent, you'd be like...
The accent...
Jake Sully. I've been working on it for years.
Don't. You can't.
The dialect is perfect.
It's not. I like that you're wearing an Avatar shirt that was given to you by Nick. Why don't you buy me presents? You like Goob way more than you like me, and it pisses me the fuck off.
Oh my god!
I know this.
Oh
you,
my god!
You have
all
favorites,
this rage coming from me,
and yeah. I don't like that. I'm not
he
one
stole
of your
my
favorites.
Hat as well. Okay, just by the way, that's my hat.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I got it for my birthday.
I'm very jealous.
He's oh trying god. To be Goob.
Yeah, he's trying to
so
be.
No, I'm not trying to be Goob.
That's what I'd like.
You ask my curly hair.
Do Muay Thai with you. You ask him to do fun things. I want to do fun things.
You came over to my house.
I'm recently alone. Okay, I'm alone all the time. I'd like to do fun things.
We do fun things together.
Well, it's a cry for help.
Yeah, no one likes you, man.
It's like a yell for help, not just a cry for help.
Oh, God, you want to bring that up all the time? Like, I have the ability to control my volume. I don't, Nick. I don't know how to talk at a normal level, okay? Normally, the segments move on. We try something else, and one of the things I want to do is I want to give life advice from Dad, because I think, you know, we don't... There's a lot of age here. Emily's in her mid-40s, Tamara's late 50s, and Chris is dying. He's so old.
Yeah, he's like,
and there's a lot of experience between the three of them, two MILFs, one DILF. But instead, we don't have those wise people. But we do have someone who came out of a tube and was this tall when he was born.
Him.
He was 2 years tall when he was born. So Elias, I actually am just wondering if you wanted to give some advice to the audience, some life advice. But of course, we need to sort of gear it towards a topic.
Yeah.
Any topics you want to...
Is there anything you guys are struggling with? Anything you guys need advice on?
I don't know how to get a job. Like, how do I go give a resume? I don't know how that works.
To get a job?
Yeah, like, how do I go to an interview? Like, what's some tips to get
tips
a good
job? Start getting your life together to, you know, start making some income and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I do have some great life advice for you guys regarding, you know, getting income, getting a job, getting started.
First step would be like have a car to get around, right?
This is my advice, not yours. So my first advice would be, you know, if you can't get a job, go to your local government, see if you can get some handouts.
I just want to clarify the advice was how to get a job, not go to the government.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
Question, what if you're in like Cuba or somewhere?
Yeah, okay, so we're in Cuba.
So the government won't back you. The
government in Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you go down to your local government, check the laws, see what kind of jobs are available. There's usually a job
in
notice
laws.
Board.
In laws.
In laws.
Yeah, okay.
And disregard any of those jobs because you're not gonna get them. So what you're going to do is you're going to come to me. Okay, I'm going to start you up.
All
he does is pyramid
schemes. Ends up being pyramid schemes.
He just sells Avon, basically.
You guys don't know that's where I'm going, okay?
What are you trying to sell in your pyramid scheme, by the way?
So I'm trying to sell you an opportunity.
So it is a pyramid scheme.
Get some money. All you need to do is, you know... Ask your friends, ask your family, people that are
for?
Close to you. To
for what? What is it that
money.
You gain from buying from you?
No, you're not buying anything from me.
You're investing.
You're
literally donating money to you, investing money to you.
Yes.
You get a cut of that.
And so you don't need a job. That's the thing.
So you get a cut of that money we invest.
Yeah.
And what happens to the rest of the money after you take your cut?
It goes into the foundation.
The foundation that
the
you
trunk,
run.
Yeah. As he calls it.
The trunk. And by the trunk that he means the boot of his car.
Yeah.
Trunk.
Where he keeps all the money that he gets.
Now, over time, it'll start trickling down. You'll start getting some passive income from your investments. But I'll also be getting 10% of that income. But the thing is, if you ask other people and if you get other people involved, you'll get 10% of their investments
as
well.
So is this working really well for you? How much are you earning?
I've got my mum involved.
Last time I checked,
so
it was $80,000 in debt.
It takes a lot to start up a business
and
a company.
Your mum getting involved, was it her that started the pyramid scheme?
No. She felt bad for me because no one would join my scheme. And
well, you
and
call
invest.
It a
Sorry.
Scheme. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're selling chocolates at school and your mum doesn't want to like put them out there, so she just buys them all.
Yeah, my mom did that.
Yeah.
And then we
it's
had
like
a bunch
that.
Of chocolates.
Yeah, literally same. Because she's like, I feel bad asking for my
caramel
so
koalas.
I went to sell them and then I ate a couple and then I ate all of them and then mum had to buy them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like
so
$2
each,
weren't
they? Who actually went out and sold those chocolates? I just didn't feel like...
Fucking losers, that too. I don't know if our listeners know, but when you go to school, you could like... get a box of chocolate and then you try and sell it all and then the funds go to the school. So it's actually slave labor.
Yeah,
I actually have something worse. I'm going to call out Sheldon, okay?
Sheldon College?
I'm going to call them out.
That's your old school?
Yeah. Yep. Because what happened was that like, we did stuff like that, which was fine. This, oh my God, it's fucking insane, okay? At assembly, they were like, we want to make some new renovations and stuff, so we're going to give everyone a bucket. And if you have any spare change, pop it in the bucket and bring it up back to us.
Was it a private school?
A private school. Correct,
yes. We're already paying out the wazoo for them, and they gave us a bucket to fill
and
with
the government
money.
Funds them. Oh my. Like, it's not like they don't, yeah, wow.
Shout I just remember Sheldon. Having this bucket and being like, the fuck?
But also, I went to your school to do a uni course, and I remember seeing the students, 17-year-old students, greet a teacher and all in unison go, good morning, Mr. Evans. And I swear to God, that's a cult. If you're doing that at 17, you're a fucking cult. Dude.
I just loved it because I went to a public school afterwards during grade 11 and 12 and did a school-based apprenticeship with my dad. And so I'd go and work at Sheldon College working on like the metal stuff there and be like, hey, what's up, loser?
You're such a cool
still
dude.
Still at this school, losers.
Did you like going to a different school, public school?
Yeah, it was good.
Public schools are good.
No, it's good for learning different things because at a private school it's like I learn a lot more. I don't know anything now, but at the time I feel like I was smart. but then you go and you, because that's education, whereas you get an education on people at the public school. Like the first week I was there, I got spat on. Like it was like, oh, okay,
public school.
Oh, welcome, Cleveland.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, welcome.
I will always send my kids to public schools. Always.
You'll always what?
Take a kid to a public school over private.
Yeah.
But that's like principle. And also, I don't want to get into it on the podcast. They earn too much money from the government. They earn more money. They get funded more than public schools.
That means they're a public school, man.
Yeah, you know, what the fuck?
Do you know why?
They earn more money. The government donates more money to them. And then on top of that, the government will give benefits to high-performing schools. So the schools where the kids' parents are paying quarter of a million bucks a year for the fucking kids to go to the school and then getting government funding then have all the tech are obviously going to perform better because they perform better, they get more money.
Do you know why? It's because it's because the principal started building this like triangle kind of shape
business plan
where all of the kids
like that
that were coming to the school were part of his like investment. So they would go back, they'd ask their parents to get 10%. So it just all funnels straight back into the
and
school.
And you are the trunk of that triangle.
I got
shit.
The principal into that school. So I'm actually getting like 10%.
You want to be the trunk master in a pyramid.
Yeah, trunk master is the best.
Because it's like a tree.
Yeah.
We learned that last time.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, so yeah,
guys,
get a job.
I have such a fucking treat for you all today.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have our very first Cracker Milk fan fiction written.
Oh my God.
Now, Nick, you're going to narrate it because I'm a character and everyone's sort of a character. Dad isn't here and he is one of the characters. So I'm going to get one of you, probably you, Goob, who you're also a character, to play Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your dad? What's your dad voice?
My name's Chris and I don't shut the fuck up.
That's great. That's
that's
standing ovation. Yeah.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I didn't know Chris was here today.
That's what he says whenever Connor gives him direction.
No. What about when we're in another room and he's by himself?
He sleeps like this.
What about in a room with other people?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's all I hear.
And this is called When You Hear a Noise in Bed. A Cracker Milk fanfic by Mills. And remember, you can send me on Cracker Milk Instagram, Cracker Milk Twitter, Cracker Milk Patreon. You can send me these fanfics or links to these fanfics. And if you want my email to send them, I will give you that too.
A loud moan echoes throughout the apartment, causing Connor to wake up with a start. He checks his phone. It reads 4:20 a.m. Another loud moan could be heard coming from down the hall.
Hello?
He calls out into the darkness. Silence.
I have a gun, so you better leave.
He reaches for his Glock piece under his pillow. It wasn't there.
Shit!
He silently exclaims. He reaches for his double-barreled baseball bat from under his bed. It wasn't there either.
Double shit in my Australian biscuits.
He silently exclaims. He opens the drawer on his nightstand. Inside, a big red button glows softly. Right under was a label that reads, Aussie Nukes. He slams his fist down on the button, but nothing happens.
Triple shit in my Aussie ass!
He silently exclaims. He reaches around his waist and grips the belt wrapped around him. He unbuckles it and says,
fuck this!
And gets out of bed, forgetting that he went to bed naked because his big fat wiener doesn't fit into his clothes anymore.
Jeez.
Sorry. He softly steps out of his bedroom and into the hallway. Moans can still be heard from coming down the hall. When he arrives in the kitchen, he notices dominoes set up to be knocked down. He looks around but sees no one else in the apartment. With the belt in one hand, he reaches over his other hand over and knocks over the domino on the end. The dominoes slowly knock into each other until they bump into a toy race car on a racetrack, which then bumps into a dildo. That dildo is tied on a string, which swings into a man's ripe and ready asshole.
What are you doing here?
He looks over at the face of the naked man with a dildo up his ass. It was Elias. I don't even know how to say your last name.
Dewedja.
Of course.
Elias? It's 4:20 in the morning. What are you doing in my apartment with a dildo in you?
Connor says, still holding his belt.
Oh, last one inside me sucks big dick.
Elias shrugs.
Oh, well, since you asked.
Connor drops the belt and starts walking towards him.
Hey, don't you ever drop my belts, boy.
Chris bursts through the front door, completely naked, belts in each hand. He starts whipping the belts in the air, walking towards them. Connor and Elias scream like two little Australian girls and run onto the patio and jump over the railing. Elias lands on his dildo, causing it to go deeper in him.
Oh!
Connor lands on his big dick, causing him to fuck the ground. Oh my.
Connor, Elias, what are you two doing out here?
Goop stands there, naked, with his hands on his hips. Connor's eyes look at Goop's face, but then they slowly drift down to look where Goop's penis should be. But instead of a girthy member, there was a hand with Connor's Glock piece pointing at the ground. Goop looks at Elias's situation with the dildo, and Goop's hand raises the gun into the air, erect. The hand fires the gun twice.
Oh, shit.
Goob says breathlessly. The two stray bullets go around the world and shoot down the Twin Towers. Fuck my life.
Oh, it's Tom.
Yeah, who plays Tom?
Oh, hey, guys. It's been a while. What are you three doing out here?
Tom says from the darkness. Stepping forward, it's revealed that he is completely naked. Tom glances at Connor's massive cock.
You've got a hole in your dick.
Oh, yeah? Well, you've got a hole in your ass.
Connor... What?
Wittily.
Oh, wittily retorts. Goob and Elias interrupt into laughter, and Connor is awarded for best joke of the night.
How did you know? You can never leave.
Tom turns around and bends over, revealing his bare bottom. He spreads his ass cheeks. The three boys can feel them. What? Getting sucked off. I mean, into Tom's pink sphincter. They all grab at the grass at their feet, but to no avail. The three boys are pulled into Tom's ready ass. The camera turns.
Hey, we're here too.
Nick, Emily, and Tamara all speak in unison and are fully clothed. Where's the boys? The end.
Fucking incredible.
That was great.
Incredible.
Miz? Is it Miz that did it? By
Mills.
Mills. Great fucking work, okay? Great work, mate.
Very well, good work.
That was very, very good. And remember, we will read your Cracker Milk erotic fan fictions if you send them in. They can be as fucked as you like.
It doesn't even have to be erotic. It can just be
like... No, it does have to be erotic.
Does it have to be erotic?
Yeah, that one wasn't very erotic. That was very normal.
Yeah, that was kind of too normal.
Except for all of the, like, cocks and dildos.
I like to imagine when we were getting sucked in, we grabbed the grass with our hands and your feet went like this.
Yeah, your feet dig in.
Well, I just imagined you inside, so I was like, oh, now we've blipped outside
again. We have grass.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast. Woo! Remember, you can see the full video version on our Patreon, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.